Women all over the world, get ready for inspiring and empowering interviews from women at the top of their field who are kicking butt in their business and who are prepared to share shocking revelations from being in the limelight. You are now listening to Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.
Are you a podcaster or would-be podcaster? Want to know how to shortcut the publishing process and reduce the gazillion steps you have to do before you can actually publish your episode? I'm talking about tagging, then uploading to your hosting provider, then writing your show notes, all using several different software. What if there was a way to do everything in one place? Well, there is. Introducing PrestoPod. PrestoPod is a content management system that helps me plan, organize, and publish every episode in minutes. Here's how I use PrestoPod. After Auphonic spits out the MP3 file of my interviews, I log into my PrestoPod account, select my MP3 file, and hit publish. PrestoPod adds ID3 tags and pushes everything to Libsyn and WordPress in minutes. That's it. Easy as 1, 2, 3. Discover how easy it is to publish your podcast by going to www.mariegraceberg.com/prestopod. Again, that's www.mariegraceberg.com/prestopod. Women of the world, Marie Grace Berg here, and welcome to the Today's Leading Women show, where real stories, real inspiration, and real takeaways are shared by women for women. Today's featured guest is Tanya Paxot. Tanya is also known as the Truthpreneur Mom, wife, and educated strategist with 15 years of experience on and offline. She is a business GPS and a strategist for entrepreneurs and has that ability to bring clarity, which we really need. Tanya teaches how to get results according to how you are wired and effectively reach people you want leaving the cookie cutter behind. To learn more, visit www.thetruthpreneur.com. Again, that's www.thetruthpreneur.com. Tanya, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I am delighted to have you on the show, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So, Tanya, let's take our listeners to your journey as an entrepreneur, touching upon the defining moments, the challenges, the successes, and of course, what's next in your business. So, why don't we start with you sharing us your unique story from where you were when you got started with your business to where you are right now.
Sure. So, in a nutshell, I guess you can always say people say that because, you know, it's a long process, 15 years. But I had a tragic accident. My husband was my high school sweetheart of 10 years and husband was killed in a hit and run motorcycle accident. And at that point, I was working corporate America. I had always dreamed of having a business. I played with my Barbie dolls and all that good stuff. And I always was in that corporate, you know, kind of flow, working with, you know, calculators and purchasing products and things like that for customers. And, you know, the whole cookie cutter mentality came in where it's like, you know, the house, the white picket fence, you know, that whole American dream. And so I felt that that's what I needed, right? I'm Puerto Rican. I'm a woman. My mom was like, you're going to have a lot of strikes against you just because of that. And so, you know, I climbed the corporate ladder. And once he passed away, I'm like, wow, life is way too short. And so I began the journey. I've been through that journey for going on 15 years now. I've had foreclosures. I've had repossessions. I gave my car up just to purchase a program for me to be able to excel and invest in myself and education. I've been through tons of ups and downs. I've moved my storefront around. I started off as photography, and then I went into graphic design design. And so I've been on a crazy journey to get to where I am right now as a strategist in the process of getting my degrees and things like that. So, and children.
And children on top of that. You are such a tough woman. What an inspiring story you have there. And I'm sorry to hear about your husband. You know, I have a friend who loves motorcycle. I mean, he's been cycling half of his life. And in just a flit of a moment, without even, I could still imagine back then, if I reflect on it, that was just not too long ago. That was just 5 years ago. And it still feel like it was just yesterday. And like you, I realized that really life is so short and it can just be taken away just like that without even you expecting it. I mean, we never know. So that I'm sure and I hope our listeners, you don't experience such a tragic event, but sometimes we need that kind of awakening, and it doesn't have to be that physical or something, something that can really shake you up.
Yes.
Like a mental shift, something that can shift your mind to really go for it, or what it is that you really want to go for in life. Because life is, like what you said, is too short and to not enjoy and to not do what you love to do.
Right.
Beautiful. All right, so let's bust some myths or lies or misconceptions that people have about this type of business that you're in. I know in the coaching space where I am at, a lot of misconceptions that I myself have shared as well, like limiting beliefs as well, that really limited my way of thinking and prevented me from growing. So in the type of business that you are in, I'd love for you to share with us, what are some of the misconceptions that people have that you're aware of that we can help them bust those myths so that, okay, they realize that, okay, this is just a myth. It's not true. What would those be?
Well, we could probably sit here all day, can't we?
Yes.
But let me just share a few. So one thing that really got me was a lot of individuals will say they don't know enough to coach. And they don't realize that every day we coach. Every day we are an answered prayer to somebody. We help them with some type of information, whether we're in the grocery store or anything like that. We can say, oh, this is how you should eat healthier, or, I cured thyroid by going gluten-free and soy-free. And then, you know, you change their lives, and we bring information. We're consumers, naturally. And so we constantly are giving information. So a lot of people think that they don't have enough information or knowledge to coach. And I just say, if you've lived, you can coach. You can bring somebody to a result, because every day we overcome something. Another thing is successful people just arrive, right? I don't know if you've heard this, but I hear this all the time where, well, they must have had a big list. They must be extrovert and they really just know a lot of people. Or they just have a special knack about themselves. And, you know, that is a huge myth. You know, we all start at the bottom. We all start in this one place where we're trying to get that knowledge to be able to gain authority and visibility. Another one is that you have to hone in on one passion. I might, you know, portray productivity and clarity and as a strategist, but when my clients speak to me, there's so much more that I give to them. I just put forth the ones that are going to attract the people that I know that I need to speak to, if that makes sense. So I don't ever put my passions aside or anything, or hone in on one. I might advertise one, but that doesn't mean that I leave the other ones behind, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just a few more are you have to coach one-on-one, right? And long-term. And that is not true at all, right?
Mm.
You can customize your coaching experience like I've done with my detox program. It's a hybrid program. And so I customized it because of just many different things that I'll mention later. But so, you know, we can customize everything. We don't have to follow 3 to 6 month coaching strategies or anything like that. So a lot of individuals think that they can't coach or be a consultant. They think that all they have to do is just have one great product. That's not true either. You know, we can have a great product, but if we're not marketers, then we are not going to be able to get that in the forefront, right? Mm. And the other thing, the lastly I would say is following a lot of people and consuming a lot of information. So people think that they have to buy all these programs and, you know, follow all these freebies and do all these things. And it's not true. There has to be a lot of strategy behind it. And you could actually simplify your life and even your results are quicker if you're not trying to follow everybody. Because the truth of the matter is you will always need a strategist or a coach to be able to put together and make sense of everything that you've already learned.
Wow, there you go. I mean, I certainly shared those myths that you've just shared with us. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners are like smiling and nodding kind of, yes, I do have that. Those are huge. And especially in the coaching space, wow, you really busted some of the big misconceptions that coaches have, that I certainly have one myself too. And you gave them a way to really live those misconceptions, those myths, those lies that limits you from moving forward. So learn from this. They are just myths. They are not real. And you know, Tanya has given us why they are and what you can do about them. So great takeaways there. Love. I always love when people share like you, when people like you share this myth, because it like, wow, ring, ring, ring. Like, oh, I had that too. And I can literally imagine our listeners nodding every time. So, all right. So we got that busted. Now I'd love for us to share with our audience the steps that you took, you know, when you got started as a coach, for example. What were the steps that you took? I kind of want to see, to have our listeners see for themselves, okay, Tanya started point A and she got to point B following these steps. And if you can boil them down to maybe like 5 to 7 steps that our listeners can really model so that they can see themselves going from where they want, from where they are today to where they want to go, what would those steps be?
Well, you know, with over 15 years of experience, I've taken the falls, you know, I've taken the hard roads sometimes. And so I'm going to share with you the steps that I took once I identified some very strategic things that I needed to identify within my life and in my gifts and what, how God wired me to be, right? Once I really stepped into that, because I would hate for you to do what I did, right? You could be very successful in less amount of time. And so mm-hmm. that's always a coach's goal. Mm-hmm. So I broke them down into 6 steps if I possibly could. Mm-hmm. Pretty difficult, but here they are. So 1, I learned my personality and what my strengths were, what pleased me, right? And so I identified, am I a connector? Do I like detail? Do I like to serve? Do I like to create? You know, what is my Myers-Briggs, right? I'm actually an INTJ. And so I realized, you know, how do I think? How am I analytical? How do I process information? That was really important for me because that determined what products I purchased for investments as far as, how I learned. It actually determined, you know, what books I read, who my coaches were. It helped me understand when I identified my personality and how I received information, also what my strengths were, it really allowed me to excel even more because then I saved a lot of money, mm-hmm. right? I knew exactly where I was going and what I like to call it is my non-negotiables, right? Mm. But so then what I did was step 2. I learned what people thanked me for, which was really big for me. You know, a lot of people are saying, okay, well, what gifts and strengths do I have? And I found out that I was building majority of my business experience on my skills and experience. For instance, mm-hmm. if you lose weight, you get super excited, right? And you're like, mm-hmm. yes, I lost weight. Now I'm going to go save the world, right? I'm going to go make everybody lose 110 pounds and take these vitamin supplements because you believe it. And then 5 years later, you realize that you really, really, really wanted to help moms be able to grow relationships with their children mm-hmm. and had not nothing to do with losing weight, right? Mm-hmm. It's just because it was an experience that felt good. Yeah. And so when I really pushed back and I said, forget everything else. When I look at, when I ask people, what do they thank me for? And it was always, Tanya, I'm clear. Tanya, you simplified that. Tanya, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, the clarity. And so I knew then that that's what my products would be. Mm. I knew then that's where my focus would be, would be what people thanked me for. Now, when they were with me is when they got all my passions, right? Mm. When they really, I broke everything down the way that I'm skilled at doing. Mm-hmm. And number three, I learned the pain of my audience and how they learn. So it's not enough to know your market and say, okay, but this is what we do. We say this is my market for research and for this and for that, but they're mm-hmm. real people. Mm-hmm. They have real pains. Mm-hmm. And we always go in the surface level, never the deep level. Mm-hmm. And so when you get deeper learning your audience, what happens? You learn not only their pain point, but how they retain information. How mm-hmm. do they like to learn? What frustrates them? Because you could create a product and they say, well, I don't have time to watch 2 hours of video. Mm-hmm. And so then what happens? I actually learned this even recently, even more. I realized that I had a deaf community and I needed to, they loved me because they could lip read me. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, forget the lip reading. Let me go ahead and pay the extra mm-hmm. and start, you know, putting words to a lot of my trainings. Mm-hmm. And it's changed it, right? Mm. So I got deeper than just my marketing, my Facebook strategy, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Number four, I created a community and I gave value, right? Which is mm-hmm. probably another myth, you know, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. I'm going to give away all my material. You can never do that, mm-hmm. right? Because even if I give you all my material, you'll never have me. Right. And I'm the one who has the strategy. I'm the one who has the gift mm-hmm. to bring the clarity because I bring all that you have and I bring it into a place that you can understand it. Mm-hmm. So either mm-hmm. way, you can have all my information, but you still need me. I'm mm-hmm. the creator mm-hmm. and you can never surpass that creator. Mm-hmm. And so when I realized that, I built a community, a tight community, and I began giving value, Q&As and all types of different things that are just in my Facebook community. Mm-hmm. Number five, I created a product that I leveraged according to my personality. And so once I realized that, how my strengths, you know, number one through four, I created a product. And then number six, I worked backwards. So what I did was I said, this is the product, my end result. Now what do I need to do? So I created a freebie that would somehow lead and transition step by step to make people want more and to actually want to step into my membership site or in my detox program. And I created that freebie, that strategy, and then I built my list. And that's what I did. Mm. So I started from the bigger vision and went backwards.
Mm. That is your complete blueprint to building your business. And I have some more questions on that, but I just want to say that is your complete step-by-step blueprint that you can model in any kind of business that you want to do, online or offline. That's basically it. If you just model these steps that Tanya just shared with us, you cannot go wrong. And love for you in connection with this, the number one, the strength, or identifying your gifts and strengths or your personality. I get a lot of these questions and I was questioning myself too in the beginning. And I took a lot of personality tests, strengths, finders, things like that. What's your take on them? I mean, for our listeners, for example, a lot of people, when I ask, what are your strengths or what are you passionate about? What are some of the skills that you can help other people? A lot of people say, I don't know. So for people who were like me, when I got started, I didn't even know, what my strengths were, or I undervalued them. I think that was the word. So what's your take on this personality test or the strengths finder or the passion test, for example? Is that helpful for people or not?
Yes and no. Mm-hmm. I believe that people can get too caught up in them. Mm-hmm. What I do recommend is, yes, understand your personality, and there's a difference than strengths, right? Mm-hmm. So, for instance, I'll break it down. You have your strengths. Mm-hmm. You don't need to go and find all these strength tests and things like that. Again, go back to what I said. Mm-hmm. What do people thank you for? Mm-hmm. See, when you're at your most relaxed and just most chill moment, and you are at your most peak moment and very excited mm-hmm. and revolutionary moment, mm-hmm. they're both the same.
Mm.
You might feel differently, mm-hmm. but the content is the same.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm speaking to you in private, you know, hanging out and just a cup of tea or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you're going to do just the same as if you're speaking on stage, are you not?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're going to tell me the same content. Now, the passion level kind of goes up as far as how you execute, right? How you display the information. But no matter what, whether I was hanging out or anything, I always knew that I brought people clarity.
Mm-hmm,
I identified with the outside. We always have blind spots.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem with strength tests sometimes, that we think about them too much.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so sometimes they're not very accurate, right? Because mm-hmm. we're like, okay, well, if I'm in a room and I'm doing this, well, it depends on the circumstances. And
right.
then now we take 10 minutes to answer one question.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we really are not just answering the first thing.
Mm.
So how can we determine what our strengths and weaknesses are? You ask questions, but be ready.
Mm.
I ask my mentors, I ask my husband, I ask my children, I ask my mother,
mm.
I ask people around me, and I determine what those are.
Mm.
And when I say, how do you feel when I'm around you? Oh, well, I feel this way and this way and this way. Got it. And so I start to identify what that is. I ask people, where do you want me? Well, you know what? I really love you when I hear you, when I meet you. When I read your stuff, I feel you. But at the same time, there's no experience than me seeing you face to face or in a broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize that's my strength, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what my goal is, I try to do a lot of live.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when I'm my most craziest and just there
mm.
and my most natural.
Mm.
And as far as personality, I think people, they take it to the end of the spectrum where mm-hmm. they say, like, for instance, my husband, if you look at my personality type, my Myers-Briggs,
mm-hmm.
you'll see that I actually have a little bit of my husband mixed in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we are, I've been married for a bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I look at in the personality aspect is, how do I communicate? What rings true? And when I see what rings true to me, and I'm like, you know what, that is so me.
Mm.
And then I ask around, isn't that me? Yeah, that is so you. And then I start to determine how that is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I like to look at is the genius, right? So
mm.
I like to break it down into four parts.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like to connect, create, serve, or do you like detail? And each person, the type of person, they leverage things differently.
Mm.
So mm-hmm. somebody who creates doesn't really like the details of things. So what do mm-hmm. they need? They need a team. So
mm-hmm.
if I see somebody likes to create, I try to get them to develop a team first and foremost, because they'll never grow without a team. Does that make sense?
I'm laughing because that's me. And I exactly love how you explained this one, because I'm sure that was a lot of tips or that was really helpful for our listeners. So for the personality and the strength, I mean, it cannot be simpler as asking, what do people thank you for? I mean, why make this? I mean, I used to make this one way too complicated. I would take lots of tests, online things like that. But... But if you just ask the right question, and what could be simpler and direct than this? What do people thank you for? And I'm sure there are a lot of things, because I believe each one of us have unique talents and gifts that's innate to us. We just don't know, or we just don't value them because it's a second nature for us.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
What other people find it hard for you, it's just second to nature. So you take it for granted.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's why I look at personality. I do look at personality tests when I see my clients. That's
mm-hmm.
that's a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
They have to take certain tests for me.
Mm-hmm.
When they do that, I then customize it according to them. And then I also listen to them. And
mm-hmm.
I identify and I can see what their baseline is. And
mm-hmm.
then I can see who's more influential in their life.
Mm-hmm.
I can say your mom, your dad, your husband, your mentors, because I can see what the other people's personalities are that are not really ringing true. I can also see their hurts and pains of
mm-hmm.
what they've gone through in their past and
mm-hmm.
why they are the way that they are.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can see the foundational aspect of it. That's why it's a little bit more different. That's why I just don't like cookie cutter.
yes, I agree. And I hope you coaches who are listening took notes of that, because this is really helpful in trying to understand and serve your clients better by knowing what's the best way to leverage their strengths and their personalities, that you know how to serve them. You know how to bring that strength, that gift from them, being able to empower them even better because you understand what type of personality, what are their strengths are, where they shine the most. So coaches, that was great tip there that Tana just shared with us. Just so you know, I just wanted to highlight that one because that was one thing that help me understand and also know what kind of modality or teaching modality that my audience resonate with the most. It really helps it. So, okay, so we got that blueprint, we got that step. So for our listeners out there who are like, okay, I'm inspired, I love those steps, it's doable for me, I can see me doing it. What would be the one thing that they can do today? I mean, to get started today, what would be that one thing?
I have one way, just in general, personally, is identify how you want to show up, like I talked about. Get rid of all the cookie cutters. Mm-hmm. Get rid of all the things that you've ever heard of, all the coaching, all the other stuff, all the freebies. Actually, unsubscribe from anybody that you don't resonate with, that you don't want to show up like, right? So just clean your inbox right now. Mm-hmm. Unroll.me. Mm-hmm. You can go to unroll.me and unenroll yourself from subscriptions that you don't need. Clean out your whole thing, the clutter. How do you want to show up? Well, what's your personality? What would you love to do? Have you always wanted to write a book? Who cares what anybody has said that you can't be a coach and a speaker or an author, or that's too many things or whatever? Take that out. Mm-hmm. What do you really want to do? And then begin. The technical aspect is, if you don't have a website, just get a quick landing page with a simple opt-in and a little bit about you with a nice picture, and name it your name, like TanyaPax.com or something like that, and just begin building relationships.
That is a perfect call to action that you, our listeners, can do right now. So really identify how you want to show up. Love that resource, unroll.me. I use that one myself too. So anyone that you don't resonate with, you don't need more information. You don't need that. In a world that we are today, you don't need that more information. Unsubscribe from those so that you can clear not only your inbox, but your mind and everything that you do. I mean, clutter really goes way beyond just the physical thing. It really affects your mental well-being. So unclutter. And that resource, that tool, Unroll Me, really is a great tool. Really love that. And of course, having a web presence, but just having a landing page wherein you can at least get people to know you and get something in exchange for their email, so you can continue connecting with them. You can continue building relationship with them and getting to know them even more so that you know how to best serve them. Great call to action there. Thank you. That was such a generous tip that our listeners can do right away. So let's talk now about what excites you in your business. Love for you to share with us your program and what is it, who is it for, what do they get with it, and of course, what resources they expect with it. And last but not least will be, where can they learn more about it?
Sure. So you can go to learn more about Entrepreneur Detox Elite. I'll give you the link in one moment, but that's what the name of it is, Entrepreneur Detox Elite. I really believe in that majority of the individuals that are gaining information and really going on this journey between the 2 years and up mark, 2 to 3 years and up mark in business, they've consumed so much information that they already have what they need. They just need to figure out how to get it together and make it practical. Mm-hmm. And so I put together the detox because that's exactly what I do. I help people get clarity and become productive. And essentially, I'm detoxing their business and making sense of what they already know. And so it's a 7-week hybrid strategy program for passion-based entrepreneurs. Like I said, 2 to 3 years in business, 2 to 3 years in business and up, who want to learn to become more productive day to day and have a fully customized plan and catered to their secret sauce strengths, right? Their personalities. Mm-hmm. And what do they get? Well, it's a hybrid program. So each week they will, of the 7 weeks, they're going to get a 1-hour strategy session with me that's going to walk through pivotal foundational pillars for their business. And often things looked overlooked even when they're starting their brand. They're going to have that mentorship and accountability with that. So I wanted to make sure that that was highlighted there. And before they meet with me, though, they're going to have a membership site that they're going to be able to do some worksheets and go through some trainings and videos. So when we do spend time together, they're going to have that homework turned into me that we're literally customizing. Mm. And they're not just getting a membership or a program. They're getting the customized strategy with me as well. And I'm looking over their entire business with a fine-tooth comb. Mm. And we're going to have they have an actual private Facebook community as mm-hmm. well as mm-hmm. a live Q&A sessions. Mm-hmm. So you can have it where you can hear other people's responses as well. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome. And we also do learn, do, teach. I don't know if you've, if a lot of programs kind of have that, but I really believe that once my clients, my students really have this aspect that they need to, they learn it, they need to do it, and they need to teach it. And so then I go through a learn, do, teach with my own audience, and I have people come on, and they get to actually do their webinars or present their products, and they get to get personal, professional feedback from other industry leaders. I also invite master course guests and things like that as well mm-hmm. as the audience, and they get to actually learn, do, teach before they leave the program.
Mm, love it.
Yeah, so I love it because they get to kind of get in the nitty gritty and get a lot of feedback on what's going on. Mm-hmm. So what results can they expect? They can have a focused and productive week, day, month, year, working on optimal things that they love that will increase their income. We'll break things down into the smallest parts and create a customized plan to build their dream team that they need to be able to support them as well as support their growth. Because most people don't have the team in place to even support their growth that they actually want. They are going to get help identifying those time suckers and eliminate any distractions that are hindering their growth. They're going to have a goal set and implementation that's reachable with time frames and for launching products, book authoring, or anything like that. I'll show you exactly how to work that out. They're going to clarify the direction of their business with a plan built to their strengths and personality, not their skills and their experiences. So we're going to really deep dive into the actual passion aspect of it all. And we're going to eliminate the shiny object syndrome, right? So mm-hmm. buying everything known to man, they're going to know exactly what courses that they're going to need, and they're going to be able to stay on track to step into their area of influence, because everybody has an area of influence. And this is where we really dig deep to figure that out. Mm. And then we're going to take a deep dive into their unique systems and structures and help create a healthy boundaries for them as well as teams, their team and their clients. So we're going to be able to identify the systems that they use to be able to simplify a lot of what they do.
Right. And where can they learn more about this good stuff?
They can go to bit.ly. So it's bit.ly/E as an elephant, mm-hmm. detox elite. And that's ELITE. So bit.ly/E detox elite.
All right. So that's bit.ly/E detox elite. And I'll make sure to have this on the website. Highly encourage you to do that now, bit.ly/E detox elite. Who doesn't want to get this entrepreneur detox that and get once and for all focused and be productive in your day and in your year? This program that Tanya has, 7-week program with a one-on-one component that provides you that support, that accountability, that strategy, that structure. You know, who doesn't want to achieve that result of having clarity and focus on what it is that you need to do and be productive at the same time so that you can complete those tasks that you want to complete, so you can serve even more clients by having the clarity and focus in what it is that you do, really removing that shiny object syndrome. I certainly have that one. I'm still tempted to it every day. But if you have a goal and if you are really focused on it, and one thing that really helped me is having a mentor like you, having that support, having that accountability, having that yes. guidance, you know, because one thing is if you go from one course to another, especially the DIY type, what I call the do-it-yourself.
Yes.
I mean, I have a lot of those. But what got me results are the ones where a mentor, walk me through, gives me the support, the accountability, that sense of community, that sense of that somebody is there really trying to help me get results. And I feel that this kind of a program, a hybrid type of program, is the sweet spot from between the do it for you, done it with you, and done it for you. That's the sweet spot. So if you resonate with this, and who doesn't want to have clarity and focus on what we are doing and be productive so we can accomplish things, who doesn't want that? Really encourage you to check out this program that Tanya has, and you can go directly to bit.ly/edetoxelite. I'll make sure to have this on our show notes. Again, that link is bit.ly/edetoxelite. Any parting words for our listeners, Tanya?
Yeah, you know, don't get caught up in trying to figure out how to balance everything. Just focus on the fact that you cannot do two things at the same time. You cannot strategize and execute at the same time. So the best thing to do is identify where you're at. Are you in strategy mode? Or are you in execution mode? And when you do that, block and tackle. Take the different things that are going to propel you forward. Okay. And don't take a look at your Facebook and all the other things. Those are other people's schedules. Take the time to really block and tackle what needs to be done in your business for your growth and for the benefit of your clients. From that point on, you can then determine what you're going to do from there, as well as be able to have the time to be with your family and friends and that type of thing. Because 90% of businesses fail because of lack of strategy and execution.
Tanya, thank you. Thank you so much for being so generous in sharing your time, your inspiring story, your expertise, and for being such a role model to many and for bringing that positive energy with our listeners today. I really felt that. Women of the world, including me, really appreciate you, and we wish you more success in business and in your life.
Thank you so much.
Are you a podcaster or would-be podcaster? Want to know how to shortcut the publishing process and reduce the gazillion steps you have to do before you can actually publish your episode? I'm talking about tagging, then uploading to your hosting provider, then writing your show notes, all using several different software. What if there was a way to do everything in one place? Well, there is. Introducing PrestoPod. PrestoPod is a content management system that helps me plan, organize, and publish every episode in minutes. Here's how I use PrestoPod. After Auphonic spits out the MP3 file of my interviews, I log into my PrestoPod account, select my MP3 file, and hit publish. PrestoPod adds ID3 tags and pushes everything to Libsyn and WordPress in minutes. That's it. Easy as 1, 2, 3. Discover how easy it is to publish your podcast by going to www.mariegraceberg.com/PrestoPod. Again, that's www.mariegraceberg.com/PrestoPod.
Inspired and empowered to make it happen? Then take the next step and go get your free guide to the top 10 resources that today's leading women use to stay at the top of their game, plus Marie's favorite today. Visit todaysleadingwomen.com/guide for your free download, and we'll see you on the next episode of Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.